This is live. Breaking news.
As the world turns. You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. Sleepy Joe decided to go back to the cave for an extended hiatus.
I'd hate to see it.
Joe Biden has dropped out of the 2024 election. He said that he wants to focus on being America's president now. Doesn't need to worry about the future. Not his words.
Hard turn.
It's very hard. Take it as you will. It is a beautiful day out there. It's a little hot. It's a little spicy out there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, y'all. I want you to go down to your nearest watering hole. Gather around at your local pool.
Yes, check your toxicology report on your watering holes.
Big time.
We've had some flash floods as of late.
You might have a little bit of that murky water running around. I seen some craziness during that flood, but we'll get into that.
Yeah.
Here to bring you the latest and greatest, it's your boy Spaceboy Elroy, here with the man, the myth, the absolute legend, Mr. Zane, bringing you episode 70 of The Hidden Six. Let's go.
Oh, man. Wait, Craig, were you caught in the flood?
I was not necessarily caught in the flood. I did not have to get rescued, unlike some unfortunate people. I had seen some craziness. I seen a storm drain manhole just doing jumping jacks outside the ground.
That's creepy. That's
just like doing jumping jacks, fam. Like, this thing was just hovering over there. You could have grabbed a surfboard and been on your fucking way. I probably could have beat traffic with a damn surfboard that day, bro.
That water nasty, though.
Yeah, but thankfully, backyard was the only thing that got flooded, quote unquote. Nothing major, dried up, all done.
You were good in here.
Yeah, no house flood.
You're crossing your fingers.
I said, if I get one video from my girl, I know
watching his phone.
I know it's gonna be the house, and I got the video or the you see the preview. Mm. You know, she sent one image or one movie.
Yeah,
and I open it. I see the backyard. I'm like, oh, thank God.
It was far enough where like it's not getting.
It pulls up all the time.
Be on a little crest, a little hill.
A little bit of a hill. Yeah, yeah. But the slope works perfectly. So
I know my buddy probably definitely got flooded.
Did you get caught in any of that? Drive, work.
I'm thinking
home.
Work wise, I was fine. Got some water in the building. That was different. That's like whatever. But I was more surprised at people in Don Valley during this heavy, some of the most unprecedented rains we've ever had. Shout out to Global Change.
Is that what we're talking it up to?
That's what I like to call it. Worth.
This was the weirdest thing, being that we just came 1 week after post-tropical storm that hit Toronto.
Yeah, Barrow,
which is up. You know, yeah, post-tropical. You're like, eh, get out of here. You know what I mean? But then this was like multiple storm cells back to back to back to back. That just hammered the city. Like, just, we were not ready for this.
I was complaining because for like the one time it didn't rain when they said it was supposed to that week.
I was like,
yo, that would have meant I could have got up, played some good round of golf, but no, man, the rain came. Don Valley Power Grid, which a lot of people don't know, in the city of lovely city of Toronto, is a main artery that goes directly probably the top end of the city.
Yeah.
It's a shortcut into the city. And it was flooded.
Now, it was absolutely flooded.
There's also a few luxury car dealerships down at the bottom there, and they also got a little washed out. Now, my question is, how come we have not gotten better at preparing for this? One. And two, who are the dumb motherfuckers that keep driving through? When the water reaches your window?
Bro, why do you, like, okay, I get you can't just, like, reverse up the ramp. You kind of, like, you're there, you're committed.
I'm doing the blinkers on.
Yeah.
I'm doing the fake, you know, the fake backup.
To let people know.
Like, yo, we're going to be a mess here.
Fair.
But you're also 10 cars deeper on a blind turn.
Because you got to be like the trendsetter. Like, when you're the first person to be, the common sense kicks in, you've got X amount of people behind you
that
you got to convince, yo, we backing up, son. Like, this shit needs to go way back onto the street, right? It doesn't happen that way. It's like multiple people commit, and then everybody just does that. Yeah, I'll be all right. And then it's just not. It's just not all right.
I see him going. I'm like, please get stuck. Part of me was like, go. Help you, just to teach you a lesson.
I can think of certain scenarios where I've driven through some crazy weather conditions, but water's just something you can't play with. Like, snow you could fuck around with and you get stuck, but you get stuck. That's it.
That 12 inches of water would float your car.
Yeah. And now,
very simple if you think about it.
When it comes to your car's height, this is really what determines the amount of fuckery you can get into. Now, Shout out to anybody out here who's got the fucking Baja edition with the snorkel. They're like, yo, I knew this day would come.
Got some money.
They told me it looks stupid. Go. That's it. That man's killing it right now, right? But once that water reaches your muffler, bro, like people always think, oh, if it gets inside my car, I'm fucked, right? But no, once it hits your muffler and it starts to get into your engine.
Yo, I forgot about the muffler.
The muffler's.
Yeah.
What are you going to do there? That's it. That's the level you got. So most cars, you think about probably a good foot, maybe
two. That's why the stacks are up.
Most times, yeah. What, the other trucks?
So the car is, so the car can take water from the front, but it's you're saying that if water that gets in the mufflers was usually kills the car.
That's it. Once it's getting through there, it's getting into your whole system, right? So there's no coming back from that, right? I mean, you see water coming out of mufflers. It's very common on a car. Funny enough, it's a sign of a good car. It means your AC's kicking. You know, you see some water coming out. It's healthy. It's good.
I've seen those.
But yeah, I don't think it's meant to be a two-way street. You know, the muffler is the bum hole of the car, so to speak. So
that is crazy because all I saw was just dirty ass water.
Oh, fuck. Nastiness, bro. Just nastiness.
Think about it, and I think it's just going to get worse.
We saw like...
We've seen this before.
Yeah, we've had flooding.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's been some major rains and there have been instances where the lower parts of the city have been underwater, right? So that DVP is no stranger to that event, but I think it was how fast it happened. Like
the volume and...
it was how fast.
Complaining, oh, the city should do better, which I kind of said at the beginning of this, but also the weatherman was like, yo, listen, man, sometimes you can't prepare for this much volume.
Right.
At the same time,
you could do.
We have some aquifers things that they're building down in the beaches section that's supposed to alleviate some of the storm drainage issues we're having, but I don't know how much it's going to help.
Yeah.
But the problem is after that, all the waterfronts were a mess because people are saying all that dirty water that got into the lakes, now you can't go to the beach, you got to watch your toxicology reports and all that. So
and you know what's fucked up about that? I just saw a picture today. The lineup for the Jack Layton Ferry Terminal is like around the block, eh?
No, because they said I think beyond Center Island.
Yeah.
The water's okay out there, I think.
Because they have one spot that's dedicated for swimming. It's Hanlon's Point. Well, I guess there's a couple beaches that's connected the back down end, there. Right? Yeah,
the botanical garden.
Yeah, very end.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yo, it's been a minute since I've been out there, Kurt.
I try to go once a year. I like that spot, but
I feel you.
Seeing that lineup around the corner with everything that's just transpired, man, that's just you're in for a mucky day. I don't go swimming when I'm down there. Lake Ontario, you get baptized in it, and that's it.
That's it, Kurt.
You like, get tossed in, and you learn your lesson, bro. That E. coli and all that good stuff swimming around, y'all can keep that.
Man, you know what would be good for all of that bacteria?
Give me
some rum.
Oh, 100%. Now, dude, we gonna take it.
A shot. Happy 70th.
We get free breakfast at Benny.
Ooh, I like that.
Feels nice. For a second, I thought you were going to say pour rum in the lake. And I was like, that's fucking genius.
Yo, I know. It's a win-win.
But we can't. You know why?
Why?
Where are we going to buy the rums, eh?
Oh, well, the LCBO strike has come to an end, Craig.
Just when we needed you the most. Way to go.
Listen, just as I got my last thing from my link.
Hey, as he mentioned.
Right? Now, funny you said that, because after the LCBO was talking, they're like, yo, listen, these people don't want to bargain in good faith.
Right.
Like, no, it's you. And the CEO of the LCBO, he released it's always a guy with an accent.
This guy's like, we do not negotiate with terrorists.
It's pretty much like, yo, them suckers are bitches. They don't want to do anything. They don't want
to
work.
These guys are making bank, LCBO employees, anything that's unionized is bound to go through some sort of strike, negotiation. I mean, it's kind of just part of the job. It's part of the nature there. But man, I mean... Y'all deal with a lot of bullshit. Don't get me wrong.
Okay.
Y'all got a pretty fucking
I'm with
nice.
You. I'm going to be a little bit an elitist here. It sounds bad a little bit, but I hope you guys get where I'm coming from. If you find yourself working part-time at the LCBO and you're working on the picket lines,
mm-hmm.
I think you fumbled the ball somewhere.
So you're saying they're the ones that were supposed to carry it while it was going on. Like, yo, let us fight the battle. But yo, you got to be on the front lines.
Because I'm looking at, I'm thinking, maybe I'm being insensitive to people who can only get certain levels of jobs. It's like if I'm striking, then the doctor's going to look at us and say, son, that's why I'm a doctor. You get where I'm going with this? Right? But hey, we're not bashing the people for being able to get jobs wherever they can. A job's a job. You need some cash flow.
Yeah.
Different ways.
No, but y'all done fucking put the city into chaos and planned chaos at that. Like, y'all had Canada Day long weekend and said, okay, well, if we do it now, if we do it now, there's going to be like straight up tiki torches up our ass on this one. So you say, okay, we're going to wait and we're going to pass that weekend. And then right after, we're just going
to
hit.
They had to get this shit together before Caravana.
That's it.
There is no way, Craig.
You know?
There is no way. They probably would have did that shit in pride.
That's it.
No way.
They would have. They were willing. And okay, we're reaching here and I'm doing it. They were willing to fuck anybody over at any given time. Right? So we want to say like, oh, this was the perfect timing. No, bro. Man just had a flood. Man's going to need a hard drink after this. And you guys are cutting off the supply like that.
We're all alcoholics here. I'm surprised. You know, it was funny because when you, the stores that they have,
so yeah.
You can have other options. Instead of going to the liquor store, you can go to your grocery store and get your stuff. But the grocery store don't have all of that.
They were ravaged.
That's all you saw was just people buying beer
that
they will never, ever, ever
that's it.
Drink or look at
the again. Emergency supply.
Oh, it's a skeleton riding a tricycle with a top hat. Give that, give come six, on.
Yo. Yo. The Walmart was so fucking ravaged. So, but like, not even just the liquor, but the food itself. But it seemed like walking into a fucking dead zone at that point, bro. Like, there was literally shelves were empty. I couldn't buy peppers. I couldn't buy lettuce. I couldn't buy grapes. I couldn't buy fucking cookies. I couldn't buy beef strips. Everything gone, bro.
I was thrown through.
It almost shut down in Ontario, bro. Y'all gotta be here to see it.
That's the problem. Some of my brothers that live out in the bush.
They got that.
They're like, oh, man.
Off you the grid.
You have that little shack.
No.
At the gas station.
No.
But they also sell liquor.
Oh, sick.
Some of those places, just because of what Dougie Ford did, where some of the smaller spots, they can sell hard liquor and stuff. So a lot of these
right.
are rural townships, they're okay. It's just people that
they're better than okay.
cottages for cottage season that will come to the small towns and ravage their supplies.
Right, right.
So people are like, oh, you can order. Someone said, you know you can order, right? And I'm like, yo, what the fuck is ordering?
Bro, like, tell me. Right,
come on.
The whole time this been open, I ain't ordered delivery once.
Yeah, and then I started thinking, I'm like, well, we're going to call Shades.
Yeah.
You know, call Whitey.
Yeah, yo, what do y'all need? Like, yo, let's bitch
in. 20 in.
You know what I mean?
26 in. I get 3 bottles for everybody, and then we meet up, and that's not happening.
No, bro. No, I've never once. I've used, only time I can remember is when you're using, fuck, what was it? Can't remember the name of the delivery company now, but there used to be like a bottle service that would come late night.
Oh, okay.
They charge you like crazy money for that liquor, bro. But it's like, yo, everything's closed.
Credit to be curious.
You need a quick bottle. These guys come through. You know what I mean? They're charging you double.
You don't even hear those guys anymore.
No, because it's not a thing anymore. There's Uber. There's the you can get
the bro, wine rack.
I could Uber Jack Astor's and get like a fucking Grande Margarita at this point, and it'll show up. You know what
People
I mean?
We're saying a lot of bars downtown.
Oh, they're probably killing it.
People are coming
if they
in,
had the stash.
They couldn't keep supply.
That's it.
People are like, me and you will kick the door down.
Yeah.
Yo, we'll just buy the bottle.
Right?
Can we just buy the bottle? I give you twice the money.
That's so it.
That's what the problem it came to, right?
We bought a bottle on, what was it? The 5th was the day of the strike. We ended up buying a bottle that night. So we went to Niagara.
Craig had his, let's do it.
It was lit. It was lit. It was lit.
People, dancers and all.
Nah, it was good still. It was good. But the supply was good. Oh, bro. We went out to Niagara. We hit up the casino. Mans were killing it. And when I say mans, I do not mean myself.
Oh.
Shades was killing it. My boy Whitey's killing it. Shout out to y'all.
The crew kills it.
Yeah.
What were they killing it in?
So we were playing roulette pretty heavy. And what was it? So we got an Uber and my boy's asking him, yo, what's your favorite numbers? What's your favorite numbers? Just for shits and giggles, you know what I mean?
You guys are such like the crew.
Then we go for dinner and he's asking the table next to us, what's your numbers? What's your numbers? Because you're just trying to catch a vibe off it, right?
Okay.
Sure enough, yo, this Uberman's fucking numbers did nothing.
Oh, fuck. You got me.
Shades came into it and he said, yo, 3 and 10. 3 and 10. He kept repeating it. He manifested the fuck out of that shit, right?
Yeah.
So sure enough, what hit all night? 3 was a huge one for us, right? So now, me, I'm not a big gambler, right?
Yeah.
Look, shout out to the whole mandem. They took care of me the whole night. They said, yo, you don't have to worry about nothing.
Just stay awake.
They're like, yo, put this just stay awake. Yeah. That's it. Don't weekend at Bernie's my ass.
Yeah.
And you are good to go. So this whole time, I'm just dropping little five bet, ten bet, trying to just coast, you know what I mean? Because the night's just warming up. Yeah. We don't know where it's taking us yet.
Yeah.
Nah, Shades, this guy, he came with a game plan. This man said, yo, boom, 200 on black. And meanwhile, I got like $1.50 on double zero. I'm like, yo, double zero. He's like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. It's double zero.
I hit. Made a whole $20.
My bad. Hey, should have dropped the two.
And then you like, don't do the proper math. So you're like, yo, man, they're up $6, bro. And then you're like, wait, this beer cost me $9. You're like,
oh.
So anyways, long story short, throughout the course of the night, roulette was the main hit. We went on to some video blackjack. And what was the other thing? Slots were very like sporadic. So meaning like when slots I first walked in,
iffy, man.
Of course, but they hit. So slots was like, oh, this was the one that my girl played last time we were there. So boom, I pop in max bet. And this is like a penny slot, fam.
Yeah.
So boom, but I hit. So I'm like, oh, she's like, we up 10, no problem. Print the voucher. You know what I mean?
You're getting that back,
that's
son.
It. Boom.
So wait, hold on. You still have in your wallet right now like 50 cents and 25 cents vouchers?
Oh no, if I open this right now, a butterfly would fall out, fam. I'm telling you right now. So overall,
butterfly.
I lost like I think 90 bucks when the end of it, but Shades was up like 3 stacks.
Yay.
My boy Whitey hit a slot for like 6 bills. Yay. Like, yeah, it was pretty sick overall. I'm good with a collective win, you know what I mean?
That's what it's about, right?
I don't go in there with a goal in mind because once you put a number in your head, like I'm not leaving till I hit XYZ.
Yeah.
That's exactly where you fall into that shit, right?
Go down there next weekend and throw something down there.
So we had it was a blessed dinner. We had the casino for a few hours. Ended our night going to the wrong club starting out. So we went to this club. My boy was looking at the reviews and we go probably like 10. Yeah, I want to say it was like
early 10,
exactly. So like 10 p.m., let's call it. So the place is like dead, right? Mm. And my boy buys the bottle just as they're about to crack it. We're looking around and we're like, okay, I see a pole over there, but that's the only pole in this whole place. And we're like,
it's in the middle.
I don't think this is a club. This is a club. And we're just like, hold up.
No.
And sure enough, before the bitch cracks the bottle, we're just like, nah, we out. Give us some money back.
Oh, fuck.
So Shay's like, yo, here's 30 bucks for your time. He's like, yo, yeah. My bad. I read your reviews. It's a very nice place.
As you're walking out.
But we were expecting the ladies to get naked here. So we're going to have to move on.
Sorry.
We went to the infamous Downers and it was a blessed night, yo. It was a blessed night. It was so much fun, man. It was so much fun. Yeah, bro. Honestly, next day almost trumped that because I told my boy, yo, bring your N64.
Mm.
And he has like the collection. This guy has all the games.
He has games with different color cartridges.
Yo, he has the power pack. He has the expansion packs, DK. He's got Pokemon Stadium. Now, on top of this,
killer instinct.
Here's what I didn't take in though is like, now you're running down nostalgia lane and this is going fast. You know what I mean?
He's like, yo, what else you got?
You know what I mean? You got X amount of hours. You
play each game for 10 seconds.
Exactly. So Mario Party was the first one.
All right.
And then all of a sudden, you know, someone's got to be like, yo, 50 turn game. And everyone's like, yo, you know, that's going to take like 3 hours. And he's like, nah, fuck that. 50 turn game. 15 turns in. We're like, yo, bun this. Yeah, fucking click off. Done. Next thing you know, Mario Kart, Rainbow Road. Got to hit that. NFL Blitz. All the throwbacks, yo. So many good ones, man. So many good ones.
Fun for NFL.
So many good ones. That's it. After the play, just you're putting in cheat codes at the beginning. Don't even know what you're hitting.
Hope this works.
It was so much fun, bro. It was so good, man. Just good time, good vibes, good to chill with the fam, and ready for the next chapter.
No speeches.
No speeches, no mushiness, no nothing.
Like, yo, man.
The funniest part was the whole night, these mans were roasting me on my shirt. It just was the focal point.
You had a terrible shirt.
I was rocking what I thought was a very nice shirt.
It's not. If you had a terrible shirt, that's not bad.
If you go out with the homies, though, and you're doing a fet or you're doing a jab or anything like that, you guys probably know what the dress code's going to be, right?
Everybody checks with me.
So Zane hits me and he goes, yo, Craig, reach jab. Okay, what is the first thing I'm going to ask you? What should I wear, Zane?
I'm like, Zane's anything that you don't care to get dirty.
There in. You go.
Yeah, dress like you're cutting the lawn.
No communication. Showed up, oh, you're wearing that?
Like, oh,
what the fuck?
And that's worse when they're killing you and you're like, yo, I have nothing. Let me
live.
You got to get your back in. True friends. We'll kick your backing in inopportune times.
These men said, yo, don't worry. I brought you something. Here's a fresh, yo, crisp white tea. I said,
hey.
I like what I'm wearing. Bro. Yeah, it was
you rock a white V-neck.
Great. That became such a focal point, man.
I'm happy that you guys went down. You didn't get nothing crazy. I hope you didn't get abducted.
Nah, nothing crazy like that. Overall, I'm trying to think of what the... No, nothing. I can't think of anything that was like anywhere close to a negative, bro.
Blackjack tables. I'm okay at playing blackjack on my phone. Like, I know when to hit, I know when to split. You know what I mean?
There's a whole algorithm for that.
I know. If you hit like 11, you have a better chance of
a blackjack.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, after anything below 11, don't even bother with it.
Yeah.
Right. So yeah.
And it depends.
Those games intimidate me, bro. Even the like the roulette stuff.
Yeah.
I find it intimidating.
Roulette.
Because you're just like out there. The slots you can hide.
You're almost in the background.
You're just like, yo, don't mind me. You lurk a little bit for the slots.
And you kind of see the background, see if somebody's just walking away off of something that's ready to hit.
Next to your ears.
Yeah.
You're like, I was just there. I was just fucking.
The virtual tables are like the best for anything like the situation you're describing. You hit up a virtual table and it's just you. You don't have to worry about nothing surrounding you. There's no influence. Because even when you're with your boys, you see them drop something here. It just kind of sways your opinion.
Give me the bug to
sways
it.
Your opinion a little bit. But the only downside for some of the video, like blackjack, is sometimes you want to have multiple hands being dealt to increase your odds of winning. So again, it's like a not even a card counting thing, but
when you say multiple hands, like you want more players?
Yeah, like essentially you want more outs. So if there's four hands being played versus one, you know, more chances that, you know, that ace or that jack or that card you want. Yeah, so a better chance of them busting because just
busting your head over.
That's it. So if you're going 1v1, chances are they're going to catch, you know, a better hand more times than not. But that's a whole system that I've never mastered.
Gambling advice page coming out soon.
Oh, yeah.
Folks
are here
first. How to go bankrupt.
Drop a big five on there. Drop a big five on there.
Drop $6, guys. We'll take it.
Shit.
What else has happened? Craig, there something really scary happened this week when I realized that Skynet is a thing, when the whole world had like a big data outage.
Huge.
Company call.
Huge.
Now, this the name alone. I'm like, yo, is this a mobile? This a mobile game? CloudStrike?
CloudStrike, people.
Yeah.
You think this is who you're putting all your trust in, eh? Listen to this. The people came and they voted, and CloudStrike sounded like the most gangster defense system, and that's like...
For a top triple A.
Banks.
Yes.
Airlines. Hospitals.
Everything.
Oh my God.
You know, when you get the red, when you get a blue screen that's synonymous with your fuck up, that's bad.
You know that's bad.
That's bad.
You fried everything. Millions of systems. Everything. Scorched earth in your fucking.
And the worst
pad.
Part, it was an so this for this update that happened, it apparently just bugged the whole system out.
Yeah.
Everything was grounded. And you just wondered, how the hell do we not know that CloudStrike had that much flex?
Yeah, in fact, like nobody ever once said, hey, your banking is sponsored by CloudFlex, or hey, your card is
like CloudFlex. Because I saw it was an, there's a guy, one of those talking heads on one of those financial shows.
Yeah.
Jim Cramer.
Okay.
And Jim Cramer, he's the guy that would grill you. He's like the Joe Budden of the financial world.
Okay.
He comes across as a dick, right? You do this thing where whatever he says, don't buy, you buy.
He's one of those
weird ass guys because he's buying it in the background.
Hating on the background.
Big time hate. Right, Star Joe. So what happens? CloudStrike's like, so what's going on there? And they're like, yo, we're really sorry. And he's like, you do expect, you can't just tell the biggest companies in the world.
I'm sorry. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. Oh, we fried your whole shit up? Oh, sorry.
Do you think there's anything to this?
No, I mean, the weirdest thing to me is I would assume that in any type of cyber world that big, there should be a test server where you're rolling it out on A before you roll it. Sorry, you're rolling it out on B before you roll it out on A.
Before the alpha, before the beta.
You know what I mean? So, but what it also comes down to, I mean, I trust you.
We've done this before.
Let's say you're my head of IT security. Let's say you're the dude who holds the button that launches it all, right? And I go, yo, Zane, you good? Yo, yeah, we're good. No, are you sure?
It's the episode is up. The episode gets released 5 days later.
So it's one of those where like I picture it like when you're the CEO or the higher up you are, you're not necessarily the guy that's like right on the front line of it.
Tommy got it. Tommy's
been
doing it.
You've been told that's it.
Been doing this for the
you've been told time. Everything's good. You've been told, hey, we're good to launch. Okay. Man hit that button and it was just an instant rollback you could not control.
Because I remember I turned my looked at some weird article and they were like, yo, banks in China closed.
Even there?
And I'm like, wait, what?
What's same shit, eh?
Yeah, but I thought it was non-related. Then I heard about this CloudStrike update that shut everything down. Airlines, people got there. The border, they were saying it's going to be up to days to straighten people out at the border.
Really?
Now, as the world does do, they move on real quick after that shit.
Facts. Because everything's up and running.
When I heard days, I'm like, wait, so we're just going to have people staying in their cars for days on the border?
No, but they're like, yo, allow it. Allow it.
Oh.
And then we'll figure it out after.
And then the next terrorist,
come back.
Next terrorist attack happened because, oh, shit.
I hope not.
This was it.
Oh, this was?
That update.
Well, cyber attack.
Yeah, that update was whatever. Who needs to get into a back door somewhere?
Could have.
That was it.
Could have.
Why shut that? If I'm trying to break into Walmart, right?
Mm.
Get PS5s put on blocks. If why disarm that door when I can disarm all the doors?
This so was Cloud down.
Flex is flexing hard.
Some people though, like certain areas. So Starbucks went down, I heard, and at the same time, they were just really like, nah, no business. Like they just simply got hurt off of they couldn't make sales.
Yeah, I saw a lot of companies just closing. McDonald's, they were like, yo, don't even bother.
Don't bother. That's it. Shut down. Come back later. It's another day. But when you hit essential services, a hospital, a fucking border, how do you really get past that? That's got to be the most difficult. Like, how long has it been since you've had to bust out the old pen and paper, the old ledger, and John Doe?
What the fuck is CloudStrike?
Crossing through.
How are these guys this big?
I don't know.
And we've never seen an ad. That's what scares me sometimes is when people are like, yo, shadowy figures, you know.
They've been there this whole time.
You never heard of. Mm. Then you're like, wait, I know who BlackRock is. I've never heard of a company that had this big of a monopoly on security systems for airline banks. And after a while, you can see where the marketing went. We're like, yo, we're the top security firm for banks. The airlines are like, yo, come on down.
Facts.
Yeah, yeah.
Facts.
You know what wasn't affected? Crypto.
Didn't get hit?
Yeah, didn't get hit.
Nothing.
On its own. The blockchain, it's a sentient being.
True, true,
true.
You
don't want none of that. Shout out to everybody who stuck to the rally. You know, it's going back up. This is not financial advice. Do your fucking research. Stay away from the shit coins. But don't. this is not financial advice.
And it's like now that the name has been outed, right? People are finally going to start to do homework on who these people were leading up to this.
Yes.
Because chances are they're obviously a reputable company. We know that. But I don't know how long they've been around. So is this like the new guy got a shot? Did he undercut?
Craig, it's weird. They probably changed their name.
Could be.
It's one of those companies where they probably should change their name after this.
100%.
Or they're probably changing them before. Maybe there was something else before. But they just.
That's got to be a huge workforce. That's a lot of shit going on. You're taking care of all that. Oof. Oof. And imagine it's probably just one little space or dot or backslash in the wrong spot.
Absolutely
right. All it takes to throw this world into chaos sometimes.
Dude, trying to level up in Mortal Kombat.
Yo, the Skynet shit though, that's a very good, very good comparison.
It's kind of weird, man.
It is. Yo, no tinfoil hat required,
no,
folks.
No, not in this one.
That's it.
And we usually sell our own brand. It's just the fact that it's just we've never heard of these things getting these companies that, and they hold a lot of responsibility over us. But we're going to, time for us to address is really hard way to segue into this, Craig. Now, once again, a lot of times, guys, we've said here that when things happen in our culture, in our timeline, it's cool if we could have reported on it or speak on it when it just happened.
Yeah.
But a lot of times it's way more interesting to have a week.
To get some of the facts.
To really see, or lack thereof, seeing these things play out. When I say this, I am addressing the attempted assassination on Donald J. Trump's life. Craig, I'm going to throw it to you first. Where were you when you found this out?
Good question, Zane. I was at a barbecue. I was at a family function. And we were all hanging out. It was my aunt's barbecue with a few people that we're not too familiar with. It's her boyfriend's family and whatnot. So partway through it, I look at my girl and she's on her phone. And I'm like, okay, like, you know,
it's whatever.
It's not your direct fam. You know, we've had our how you doing, what's new, and you're catching up with people. And found it kind of odd because she's not that tight. Only to find out the next man was on his phone 10 minutes later. And he goes, yo, Trump just got shot. And all of a sudden, well, what? And everybody's just on their phone collectively. It's funny because not even one person could deliver the message. Everyone had to fucking read up on it on their own, right?
See?
You know, one man's on NBC, one man's on Fox, one man's on fucking MSN, one man's on fucking Hidden Sticks. yeah, that's where it was, man. We were peacefully chilling in the backyard, eating a few grilled burgers, and all of a sudden, boom, the news dropped. But then you have to wait, right? Because this is just breaking news. As the story unfolds, right? Yeah. What about you?
I took a nap because I was mashed up that weekend.
Oh God!
I took a nap, then I woke up. I remember he's having the speech. So I'm like, oh, maybe I just want to catch up just to see what the vibe is, right?
No, you actually had it planned to say, yo, I'm gonna check in on this guy and see what the fuck's going on out here in Pennsylvania. Ohio, Pennsylvania.
Some people that I might watch online, they're political commentators, right? So yeah. I want to catch stuff on my own context.
Okay, that's good.
Watch it from them and then they spin it their way.
I like that.
That's why I challenge a lot of these guys, right?
I like that.
I'm like, yo, that shit's fucking gonna happen to them. I want to get a look at it, right? So I remember I turned it on. I literally woke up maybe 2 minutes. Before that incident, before the shooting happened.
Did you catch it live?
No, I catched it soon as they're like...
announcing it.
Yeah.
Oh, like, shit. Something.
Then I'm scratching. I'm like, yo, did I wake? Am I still sleeping? I'm like, God damn it, Zane, you fell into another time stream slip again. So I'm there and I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, no, this can't... Because I've had this talk that... Even in random conversation, like if they have done something to him, it would be the worst blow to America in general. Guys, we joke here a lot. We stand for a lot of things, but violence, killing, taking lives, sometimes it's just something we never expect. And we almost think it's not, you're not that dumb to do this if you're trying to make a point because you're going to... It's a fine balance.
Yeah, you upset the balance. Yeah,
going to it. So like, I'm there, I'm watching. I'm like, no, this is not. Then I check in the channels. I run, go through the regular channels.
That's it. You got to check and see left, see right, see in between.
Our channel CP24, they didn't get on it right away.
They didn't even jump on it.
You could tell they waited because I've watched even enough to know you've seen the dun dun dun.
Right,
just in breaking news.
Right.
You could tell, I could feel that, yo, they're trying to get all their shit together before they release this.
Yeah, because there's been some big blunders in news history in the past months where people are reporting on some crazy shit or like saying something totally out of pocket. And then it only turns out that this was wrong. This was wrong. This was wrong.
That hasn't died.
Facts.
Yep. So when I realize this is real and I'm like, yo, we're fucked. Then I'm like, yo, let me call TrueBot. I'm like, yo, they shot your boy. I'm like, yo, what the fuck, bro? He's like, what do you mean? I'm like, yo, he didn't have anything to happen with... He's like, yo, get out of here. He's like...
He ain't know yet?
He walked away from this show before they were like, okay, nothing's going on here.
Nothing to see here, bro.
I'm on the porch with my girl.
Yeah.
She's like, Zane just said... He's like, what are you talking about? Really?
Oh, fuck.
I spent 50 minutes trying to convince him.
Yeah.
And that was bothering
me. He wasn't having it, eh? He wasn't having it the whole time?
He was not having it. And I was getting mad because I'm like, just turn the TV.
That's it. Just fucking look.
Just look. He's like.
He's literally, his blood coming from his ear, bro. He's like, nah.
No. He's so, like, no.
Wait.
That's not true.
Is this like a no, like he's immortal? Or is this like a no?
No, it's like, I'm a joker.
You, yeah. Okay.
Cut it out. There is no way
you're like, would do that. Why would I fucking. Please explain to me.
That's what the argument became. It wasn't about the president, the next president almost died.
It was
about, yo, what did I do?
Personal credit,
what did you do in your life?
Don't attack my character like that. Yo, if I call you, you know, shit serious, all right?
I'm never coming down there again.
Yo, people at first glance did not know how to react because he is a controversial person, right?
Yes.
So you have, okay. I'm not going to name names within the circle that was at this barbecue, right? I will not. I will redact the names from the Hidden Six ledger. But at the same time, you had some people who were very concerned and you had some people who were pretty happy that it happened.
No.
Yeah, you're going to have both. That's politics in a nutshell, bro. Yeah, when you're in that position of power, people are going to want you your head on a stake. And vice versa. People are wanting to protect you at all costs.
Were these people part of a specific demographic?
You could say so. You could say that.
Oh, okay.
Now, ultimately, as I said, the story is ongoing. So you get the very initial report. And the very initial report is he's still good. He's up. He's standing,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So that's exactly where the reaction came from, where some people were like, oh my God, I can't believe that just happened. Another portion is like, oh, God damn it. And then another portion is like, oh, thank yeah. Praise Jesus.
I was just more, because my brain just goes to, like you said, it goes back to like, if you're arguing with our girl, you want to de-escalate. You want to go back to being peaceful.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
I'm just more worried because of the state of what the country is going to go. That's all the shit I started. Forget about my buddies. Like, yo, they're holding up. What's the sign? Shoot something or you lost your shot or you're fired.
No.
He's like,
you're fired.
Like, yo, you see that you're fired sign? That was the cue. I'm like, bro, there was 50 year fire sign. We're marking guys out in the back. And we're like, how come there's no camera footage from the back of him?
Like any presidential related shooting, there just seems to be not enough evidence. All of a sudden, like when you were covering one of the most important things in the fucking Western hemisphere, in the Western world, all of a sudden, hey, we don't have the full story. Meanwhile, there's fucking 50 cell phones that got different angles and this and this. And now you got, you know, the fucking internet police that are trying to put this shit together. And you got fucking, you got CyberDog or CyberFlex or whoever that's like, yo, don't worry, we got this under lock. Like,
let's strike.
Yo, real shit though, no matter how you spin it, right? You could be on either side of that fence there. Cause there's a lot of people that want to see it happen. There's a lot of people that almost would say, like, well, I'm glad somebody took it there. If you really felt a certain way.
I'll counter that with, I think this is bringing more people together.
And it did after the aftermath of because it is doing so.
Like, yo, this is nuts.
Yeah.
We're wilding really bad right now.
Yo,
everybody needs to fall the fuck back.
The last presidential assassination attempt was Kennedy and Reagan. Reagan came after Kennedy. So I want to say the 80s. It would have been when Reagan got his head top blown off.
Grassy knoll up right? to the left.
So you're going a good, you know, 2-3 decades without any of this shit happening. And we're in an age where you just assume none of this could even pass. Like, on what earth could you touch?
I've been to jab parties and I always get the tap of my shoulder. Look, there's a drone.
You've said it first.
You always need it. Just all you need is 2 drones.
Facts.
So just do a circular pattern. Facts. The problem is, guys, now we're going to get into it.
Oh yeah. Let's get into the nitty gritty right here. Let's talk about it.
The problem is, we all know what's going on.
Yeah.
Everybody have seen all the clips, like you mentioned, where people have seen the dude walking around for fucking half an hour, where apparently they said they did know up to an hour, 20 some minutes.
Before everything went down.
That was kind of, you know, the head of security.
Right.
For the president.
Right.
Lady, look. I gotta word this right.
No, say it wrong. Say it, Raw. We can edit it out.
Get your back kicked in, because this is the biggest fuck up I can ever think.
Big time.
This is up there with 9/11, bro.
Big time.
Because
like person
everybody
or not.
Knows, right? I've seen when she released a statement, in an interview, she's like, well, that roof was a sloped roof, and it was a security hazard. We're talking to the hoisted and rigging guy here. Okay?
And meanwhile, she's got like a PR guy in her ear telling her this, and this.
The snipers that took the shop are on a sloped roof.
Correct.
Because all roofs are sloped.
I mean, that's what you would generally think.
Oh,
the trajectory and it was really sunny and the glare is just hitting my eyes and I couldn't really see and no,
so
none
what about
of that.
The guy screaming, hey, there's a dude on the roof.
These guys were talking about they've reported it minutes before it happens.
Yes.
They, dude, out of all the things that have happened, eh? Like,
I'm looking at Craig's face, and Craig's face is like, you come home and your house is burnt down, but everybody's giving you the play by play.
I'm fucking flabbergasted at this.
You're
I'm
like,
flabbergasted.
So why didn't you guys stop the house
That's
from
it.
Burning down?
That's it. I'm telling you, after all of the rallies, after all of the campaigns, knowing the background on this person, you are telling me that the elites, the best of the best of the best, would still allow a dude who supposedly didn't make rifle school, still allow him to be able to take the shot?
Scariest phrase I've ever heard. high school shooting team.
He was, right?
Still scares me.
Right?
Just the line of saying he didn't make the high school shooting.
Perfect narrative.
What state? Listen, guys, I get it. Y'all love y'all guns.
Yeah.
It gave me goosebumps when I heard the line
high school shooter.
Shooting team. Fuck.
Yo. So not just this, right? It's like you get to choose where you hold these rallies, where you hold these election campaigns and the whole nine, right? And it's like everything gets scoped out, kind of worked to a T on you're here, Johnson's here.
You pride yourself on a tight fucking
100%.
You proud of like, yo, guys, we're locking the if a baby sneezes getting a tutu in the butt cheeks.
Facts.
I'm telling you.
And you've got this fucking lickle
derp.
Dirt on a fucking shed. Like, let's call it what it is. There's this shed, right? Like, there's literally nothing for a good, like, circled country mile. There is nothing stopping anybody, right?
You could take a shot from him from here.
You're right. You got the stage. You've got the spot where Trump shooters are, or the presidential mans are. And you've got this one fucking shed in the back that holds the fucking tractor and the lawnmower and shit. And you're telling me that the one security flaw to all this, you guys could not. Just, no, nobody could figure this one out.
The shed is Thanos, bro.
Like, come on, fam.
The shed is Thanos. Like, that shed has some cloaking, some Lord of the Rings cloaking mechanism.
And you let this dude get all the way. He gets up. He gets set up, man. Don't tell me. This man didn't just fucking dash a shot and run off. This man was laid down.
He told the boy them to fall back.
Right?
Cop walked up on him, and he's like, yo, get off the roof.
And done. Nothing.
I'm about to shoot your president.
Loud.
I voted for.
Oh my God.
Right. So a lot of times people are saying, now people, there's many, many, oh, this goes all over the place. Whether it's Alex Jones saying that he spoke to Trump, he doesn't know what's going to happen. Whether it's people saying, oh, they all knew the shooter was there.
Right.
And they were told to hold
and wait for the shot.
What does that even mean?
What are you supposed to do there?
And some guy. That, because I'm like, yo, you ain't got no Proud Boys in the crew? That's like, nah, fuck that shit.
I'm taking him out, right? No, someone said, yo, this man didn't even make the shooting team on a high school, yo, pussy.
I'm telling you.
What?
I'm telling you now. What about the conspiracy theory when he was like, yo, it's a setup?
Yeah, I mean, that's...
As in, he did this to himself.
That I could see happening.
Ooh,
I could see.
You could see him doing it?
Yeah.
You could see them say...
Why? No, no, if anyone was going to do it, it would be Trump.
That is, but
he would have the balls,
like the razor to the ear.
You know what I mean? Again, it's a trust. It's a trust thing, like I just explained with you, right?
It's a trust thing,
right?
Okay, So I'm the shooter,
right?
You're the president.
Okay,
walk me through this.
Okay, so I'm like, yo, the signals when I say everything is fine. What a wonderful crowd! And all of a sudden, I'm gonna just touch my ear real quick, right? And as soon as I touch my ear, he's like, "That's where you're gonna let the
I'm
shot
gonna shoot you in your ear."
In the ear only, though. You gotta Mike Tyson me. You gotta graze the lobe.
Now, I must warn you, I failed the high school shooting team.
Okay, so I'm gonna stand just a little bit to the right.
Okay, okay.
Just to give you that extra inch. You know what I mean?
What about the wind?
I don't know what kind of conditions they had that day.
Okay,
so you got me there.
Yeah,
you got me there. Now you get one. You get one.
Imagine. Trump, he shoots him twice. I'm getting those goals over there. Like, yo, what the fuck?
Now, to your point, yes, this is a huge publicity, right? Whether you would like it or not, this is huge publicity. I'm just thinking like, okay, you have this quote unquote amateur shooter, right? And this dude was like pretty fucking good. Like that was to hit the ear. If you were trying to send a message.
Yeah, you seen the diagram where like if he turned his head.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now. That is part of it where you could say, yes, Trump actually set this up. You could say it because, again, to my previous point, you've got this place locked down tighter than nothing. You know, you got this place, everything scoped out.
Apparently.
Every single scenario has been thought of. Security is on point looking for the fucking shooter. And that part doesn't add up to me as far as this goes.
Yeah.
Because even a private security team outside of a presidential election probably would have had that held down because it's very obvious from looking at the overview. When you see the overhead view, there is like literally one spot where if someone was going to do it, it's like either, that,
because if
it
if
was
you do
from
a
there,
cross, if you put the stage and you put an X across,
it was right there,
so either front to back,
yeah,
left to right.
It was right there,
literally left to right.
And then when you look at the Secret Service that's on the roof behind Trump, what else are you looking at?
You have
you're a sniper. Your scope's like fucking 12 times zoom. Like
no roof come with the human
what are
soul
you covering,
suffering.
Bro. Like, dude, man set up in an apple tree, like, like, no, bro, he's on the fucking shed. Like, come on, bro. Now, if it was a setup, I would say that is the ballsiest thing ever. Nonetheless, if that was.
Do you think she should get fired for that?
Yes, 100%.
Craig's like, what are you talking about?
Yo, I'm telling you.
It's just like, she's just walking around the warehouse, waiting for you to walk by and be like, could you come see me after break?
In fact, yo, my office right now, HR is going to sit in on this one.
I'm just picking it. No. It's okay. Raj will get it.
Yo, like, you're lucky you live in a fucking country like the States or Canada if something like that were to go down, because you're gone in a lot of other places.
A lot of places they'll like charge that. You for treason. Yo. They're putting it on you.
Bro.
Some saying she's a scapegoat.
Okay, fair. Fair,
because
but
now I was.
What would you want to happen? Job. Okay,
and okay. So
was she wasn't overqualified. You're saying?
I think she was in other fields. If I hire someone on the security team, I want like paramilitary dudes. I want dudes who are bred.
Yeah.
For reading the room.
Yeah, who could just catch the danger the second it comes.
That don't match.
Neutralize.
You
the
know
threat.
What I mean? Why is this old lady wearing a baseball shirt and cleat in a wheelchair? Light her up. Sorry, Ethel.
You're more of the proactive approach is what Zane's taking here. Zane's literally looking at the campaign on
shot. Yeah, the speech.
He's like, yo, you don't might catch a stray,
gentlemen. Just my guys doing a little bit of cleanup on the perimeter.
You might catch a stray, but you know it's part of the.
Yeah, so I really think that they need to get rid of that lady, because you don't now. What about Joe's team? How come Joe's people, them not that radical.
Definitely
nothing
not.
Nothing makes sense.
No.
Nothing makes sense. You have a kid that was apparently a Trump supporter killing somebody, once killing somebody he support.
Mm.
No thesis. Of course, they're like, oh, he was bullied because, listen, ladies and gentlemen, if I ever have to see another video where some kid said, oh, they were different, they got bullied. We all got fucking bullied.
Nobody wanted to take it that far.
We all, exactly.
That's
it. We're all different. We all want to be loners at some point. Even the kids in the interview, I'm like, yo, I'll bully you.
I'll push you in the locker right now, bitch.
And so it just to see all the narratives spawn when they got on Joe Biden's case and they're like, yo, your rhetoric was inflammatory. What do you say about that? And Joe, you could tell. Joe's looking at the dude interview him and said, bro, I'll knock you the fuck out if you don't stop talking that shit.
And the whole time.
Like, get him, Joe.
This was his moment all of a sudden. And the whole time, all he's doing is peace and love, bro. At the same time, hey, he's just like, yo, I wish him a speedy recovery.
Yeah.
But, you know, thank God.
They also said when Nancy Pelosi's husband got attacked, Trump now bring up some hammer time talks. Right?
Do with it what you will.
So how do you, would you if someone wished death upon you,
yeah,
or celebrated your situation where you could have lost your life, are you keeping that same energy for them, or are you doing the humble thing?
If you're on that level, you got to do the humble thing. If you're on that level, because you've got a fellow American, right? You think about it in the grand scheme of things. You've got this fellow American. You've got someone who's supposed to be passionate about their country, want what's best for them. Yeah, we may not agree on all of our views, but at the same time, you know, you don't wish this on nobody. But I'm telling you, man, at the same time, if that shit actually happens and it were to go through, I might be in the background celebrating a little bit.
Wait.
I'm telling you, if they pulled it off, Biden's in the background being like, Yeah, they got that, man. You know what I mean? Yo, remember that shit you said? Remember that shit you said in the last debate?
Up on him?
But he's not going to say nothing. It's all,
just hold it down?
That's it.
Just play stupid and old?
Play stupid and old.
Yo, almost.
Perfect play on his part.
That's why he backed out of the race.
You think so? Supposedly he caught COVID.
Okay, Craig.
I'm telling you, man, you can't take this tinfoil hat off. There's layers to unwrap, but there's tinfoil under the layer of tinfoil.
these onion layers of life. Because I woke up, it was Friday morning or Thursday morning. I woke up, Joe Biden has COVID. I'm like.
Like, story up, bro. Story up.
Yo, I'm rushing the White House with my towel around my waist.
Meanwhile.
And the ball towel, too, because my girl just
has ball towel.
My girl's towel. You know, a little bit of leg? A lot of leg? And you're like, babe, where's my towel?
Where's the real towel?
I'm so mad. Bro, I had to order a towel from the rest because I got big towels. But anyhow, I'm like, I'm running to the White House, soaping my hair. Yo, what the
fuck? What the fuck y'all just do? What did y'all just really do?
In here? Who coughed on my Prezi?
Okay, so, again, let's walk this back, right? Regardless of who people are rooting for.
My God.
You've got this dude who is now larger than life. Trump, after the fact, larger than life. This guy has survived jail accusations, jail threats. His house has been raided by the feds. He's fucking been like...
And he got court cases dropped right after that, which is everything is just... Nothing's...
It's all about reading between the lines, but there are too many lines to read between on this one, fam.
We need Braille.
Yeah. We need somebody to fucking sign this one out just for us. Like,
listen, man, don't read that. That's all filler.
Like, this one here only carries on because he survives. This is the hardest part, is now that he has survived, right?
So he's winning, you're saying.
How does he leverage this, right? Beyond what he already is.
Just has to chill.
No, because now you're like the Terminator. You're not just the president. No, bigger than this. Like, this man could legit, like, when he says, yo, I'm going to go to Russia and I'm going to stop the war, pre-shot, would you believe him versus post-shot? So before all this goes down,
I would have believed
him. You still would.
I know what his plan is.
Okay.
He's just been like, yo, Ukraine, bend over. Yeah.
Aid stops.
Yeah. That's exactly what it's going to go
to. So they're going to cut daddy's credit card. Yeah. But nah, post-shot, this man could tell you, yo, I'm going to fucking cure XYZ. And you're going to be like, yep. This man will do it. He's already beat this. I'm telling you, he's doing this too.
He's like, Joe, have you ever been shot?
No.
No real one, Joe. Shit. Man, on the internet will never fail. Mm. Within that time span, I think within the first like 20 minutes, I got the 50 Cent Many Men cover with him.
The meme, yeah.
I got him doing the fist
bump. Because I got hit like he got hit, but he fuck breathing.
Goodness, man. And we also have the questions of him showing his face to the fans and being like, I'm like, why would you guys open him up to getting shot in the face some more?
After the fact?
Yes, because you
once it was done, right?
I think it will form like a canopy of where we shouldn't be able to see him at all.
When you're getting him out, right?
Right. When you get, and there's a videos of like the Secret Service guards, the women, they're like fumbling and shit. And they're doing it.
Oh, no.
People always turn things out of context.
I think that things happen so quick, so it's hard to think in the moment, right? So even with the best of the best training, it's very hard to put on that professionalism after the fact. Like,
oh, okay. So you're like, nah, fuck that shit. I'm wilding.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Kind of training goes out the window a little bit. Right?
Who did that?
Yeah.
Who's shooting?
And like, now that you're thinking the threat's been neutralized, because they're all rocking an earpiece. So once they finally get the shooter, they're like, yo, it's clear.
We heard them say that, but.
Right? Like, what
could be multiple shooters?
I was just going to say that. How many presidential elections or any of these have like a contingency plan? Like, okay, now that crisis is averted.
No, because now.
Now what? Because yours makes sense.
If the shooter's on the side to create a scramble.
Yeah.
And I'm like lined up by the stairs for him to get to the car.
Yeah.
Bring him this way.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah. Facts. Oh, finally, I get to open up here, right? But I say that to say this. I'm not at the view of where, like, I would feel bad if they kill Donald Trump once. It's the man's a father. He has kids. He has a wife. There are people that love this person that are going to be heartache. I'm not about heartache here. I think we've gotten far removed from what policies mean and what works for us. It's a nasty, nasty thing that we see. Even on our side of the border, too, where I think a lot of people are turning to conservatives just by default.
Just with all the shit that's going on, because you get fed up enough to say, you know what? Anything's better than this.
Like, when the guys who had the fuck Trudeau stickers were like, oh, these guys are extremists.
Right.
Where everybody's like,
he's onto something. I kind of don't like some of the shit he's doing too.
Right. So,
man, no, I don't think so. Because
who's running with Sleepy Joe? Sorry, I'm trying to figure shit out here.
They didn't announce.
Everybody was like, we cannot have Camilla.
I don't think they want her, no. You see? But I don't know who else would be running in his place. Like, maybe that's kind of the narrative that they're going to push is, well, Kamala's next up to the plate. She's the VP, right? Right?
Is that how it works? Is that legalities? Is that like you have to fall in line after that?
You got to choose a champion.
What about you, Craig? You don't want to?
I don't want to run.
You?
I'm good on that.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm good on that. I don't think I can fix what's going on down there right now.
Girl, the house. You sure she's not going to want to?
This does sound pretty sweet.
You can run. Make her do the work.
Yeah.
Just be like, you ask her.
Yeah.
You'd probably be a better judgment maker than us. 100%. 100%. Like, I go back to saying this, guys. We should all settle elections and wars with a fist fight.
That would have been pretty dope to see.
Or not.
No, that would have been pretty ill still. I'm down with that.
Get a hit in.
Yeah, he could get a little one too.
You ever see those fights where the old bum
yeah.
are fighting and then
he's got that one hitter quitter in him?
Because the one hitter quitter never quits. He just keeps going all the way to the floor. It's just a timely sidestep.
For democracy.
Who's that?
I think
shout out to Kill Tony, Shane Gillis, and the guy that does he dresses up at Dr. Phil. They did an amazing Trump and Joe Biden thing on To Kill Tony, Craig.
Did they?
Yeah.
They reenacted it?
I laughed my ass off. And I when I needed a laugh. You ever catch yourself laughing? You say, yo, I needed this. I really needed this because this is a really dark time. We have a lot of people talking shit. Look at the guy from Tenacious D, who doesn't know Jack Black. Y'all know the actor Jack Black. His buddy that's in the band with him, that other bald fat guy.
Yeah.
He had a show here in Canada, and they asked him like to make a wish. They brought a birthday cake for him. He's like, "Yo, don't miss Trump next time."
No.
Nevertheless, Jack Black, all the shows got canceled after that.
I'm telling you, and comedy, no weather. Yeah. But yo, I'm telling you, no. Good. You know what? Good for him for speaking his mind. If that's how he truly felt, good for him for speaking his mind.
I guess.
Yeah, it's allowed. Patriotism knows no bounds.
Yeah, but he got canceled.
He did, but that's what he wanted to do. That's what he decided.
Okay, you got to be able to.
You got to live it. You got to live it.
Okay. I think you have to say that, Craig.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, like, everyone wants to say, I don't wish no bad on nobody and all da 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 da. But you're telling me, like, someone here is convinced that this guy getting elected, and I'm saying this guy being, it could be Trump, it could be Biden, it could be anybody, is putting us in the dark ages. Like, that's what patriotism's all about. You sincerely feel like your country, your people, your way of life is at jeopardy if XYZ goes through. That is basically you taking it to the next level.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, people in this degree of importance will wish death upon somebody. And they would not blink twice if somebody was gone. Because you only have...
You know, my brother wished death upon me. That motherfucker, sorry, Chris.
Still standing. He's here before your eyes. I tell you what, right now.
Damn it, Craig.
I don't think we should shame anybody for having extreme views when it comes to their country or something that they feel so deeply about.
I won't say shame.
Outside of like vetting to see if
there's certain extreme things you hear.
Yeah.
And when they cross over of like death on other people because they have a certain belief.
Yeah.
Eh,
that's where you're drawing the line.
I draw the fucking line there.
Now, if you feel like you're... Okay, you were even telling me a story back when of the prime minister getting stones thrown at them, right?
By an old lady.
Right?
Yeah.
So, okay. This wasn't like the extreme of somebody getting shot. You would
have been like, brah.
You would have said too much?
You're wily.
Took it too far?
Yeah, chill out.
The Mexican president that we covered not long ago, the first female president.
Yes.
Dead 24 hours later. You know, I'm telling you, it's just a way of the world. Like, we look at it where we are from the caldera, right?
Craig saying rose-tinted glasses.
Yeah, to some degree. I'm just saying that we look at it from the first world nation, the Western civilization and democracy and all things in fairness and all those kinds of things. But human nature sometimes takes an edge over that.
That's you're absolutely right.
You know what I mean?
In regards to case in point.
It ignores all the rules.
Because while you're saying that, I was thinking, well, if I'm the shooter, I'm thinking, yo, you know how bad America looks to the world at this point? And Ukraine, I think it's a Ukraine ex-president or something. One of those got assassinated this week. And
no way.
And she's not going to get publicity over that, right? So
you get turned into like a martyr at the same time. Like, even if Trump was to go, if this had gone south on him, he would have been a martyr.
That word don't hold.
It do.
I own when I hear martyr.
Yeah.
I want statue.
Okay. He would have got one. Trump.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh yeah. 100%. He's getting a statue. 100%. Right in front of Capitol Hill.
Some hillbillies smelting some shit facts. Down.
100%. There's tattoos. There's the whole bit. People are rocking fucking pads on their ear or some shit, right?
I saw
representing solidarity or
what it was.
Yeah, it was like
because I was watching the greatest show on earth. The DNC. Now, guys, RNC. The RNC. Now, I'm not a Republican, but I've been taking a lot of Republican shit lately.
Yeah.
Craig, they have way more fun than people give them credit for. Would you hire Hulk Hogan to do, you know, racist Hulk Hogan, of course.
Of course.
To do your speech and rip off his shirt and do his bit. You just sit to yourself, Amber Rose getting a bag with her fine ass.
He did, eh?
Getting a big bag up there. Right when, you know, they were giving her shit because she's like, yo, I thought you were pro-choice.
And now all of a sudden,
yeah.
Everyone loving Amber Rose.
Craig, how much money would it take for you to go speak at the RNC?
Oof. How much money would it take? Now, do I firmly believe in this or am I kind of like on the fence and the money's the final?
They said Craig has a big following.
Okay.
We can get a couple votes out of Craig's crew.
True.
Even if Craig doesn't roll with us, Craig, give me a number.
Okay. Okay, this is a hard one because...
They got money, Craig.
No, I know. I just think of where I am in today's society.
Craig's like, how much to sell out?
Exactly. If I'm the Hulkster, it's kind of like, yo, we're at the end of the road.
You're taking whatever you get.
Okay, give me 15 mil.
Ooh.
15? You think that's fair?
I'm with you.
Is that too much?
I just thought.
I wonder how much this guy actually got. How much? Yeah. What's your number?
I'm up there.
You're up. You got to be 10 plus.
Because no, I want enough to, because I'm getting canceled.
Right.
I want enough to disappear.
That's it.
And be all right.
Facts.
Buy a ranch somewhere. We have everything said. We're okay. Kids are okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. All right. So good. You guys know me and Craig's price. 15 to 20 mil.
Willing to speak if it comes down to it.
Definitely bring down a nation.
Willing to sway the nation. Yes. Willing to sway a couple states, you know.
Now, granted, those of you who are part of the Hidden Six crew, we'll work out what you guys get in the bank.
We have to divvy this up.
Yeah, we have to divvy this up. Oh, man, Craig. I've heard Cameron and Mace.
And Jay Prince.
Versus Jay Prince. Now, I sat back and I watched this little beef happen in regards to with Cameron and Prince. So Cameron mentioned someone that Jay Prince champions. They're like, yo, these guys are, they're not good entertainers.
They're not the one.
They're not it.
Yeah.
Jay Prince ain't like that.
Like most, anything you say about Jay Prince can and will be used against you. You know that, right?
Question.
Yeah. You know mob ties.
Do you? Come. Okay, good. But because of mob ties.
Like, you're going to have to answer for it.
Do you think we glazed him a bit too much? And now he's like, you get where I'm going with this? Like, because of mob ties, it's like, we brought you out. Like, we know of you, but you weren't outside.
Well, like, you want to be a boogeyman at this point.
But now you're like, on road, ice cream truck, scaring the kitties.
I would say if this was pre-Takeoff's death, I would side with Jay Prince.
Okay.
Post-Takeoff's death, haven't been the biggest Jay Prince fan.
Okay, okay.
I think that...
Because after that, you're like, yo, this.
This was a little bit much. I felt like that was where the line got crossed as far as like, it's all good to be like, yo, check in and... Yo, when you come to the city, you know who runs the city. It's good to be the boogeyman. There's nothing wrong with that because you built that reputation for yourself. But
listen, man,
there's got to be a fine line with that. Now, Cameron is a big figure in hip hop all these years. Mace too. But at the end of the day, I'll be honest, I don't take Mace's opinion too seriously because he's been part of the bad boy curse.
He's flip floppy.
Thank you. Because
flip floppy.
Know that if shit went left for Mace, he would go back to Pastor Mace. You know what I mean? And it's like, you can't hide behind Jesus like
but
that.
But I still rate him though because he was there.
He was.
I rate him because he was there. And if you run with Cameron for a bit,
yeah.
They even beefed for a bit.
They did, yeah.
Their reunion is like, it's underrated as hell. Because who Cameron is now to what we've known is such a turnaround.
It's a transformation.
But they still keep that funk.
Yeah.
That gutter.
Yeah.
When they're talking to Jay Prince, like, yo, we don't have big homies. I'm sitting there and I felt like, yeah, Jay Prince. Tell him, Cam.
You're talking face to face with me now.
It was just so refreshing to hear these guys say, yo, you're not our boogeyman.
100%.
You're their boogeyman.
And you're talking about New York versus the South.
Right?
Right?
Like,
big difference.
We're like, we don't even have boogeyman on our side.
Correct.
We're the boogeyman.
Big difference.
So it was really interesting to see them, and these guys have mastered the art of how to talk slick shit.
Oh, without, fuck. They say some foul shit.
Without sounding foul.
Yeah, facts.
Right? And they can go harder and nastier they want. So it was just interesting to see that there's somebody not scared of Jay Prince.
It's good
and
to
not
see.
Scared to say it out loud.
It's good to see, but at the same time, when you say...
It's like, oh shit, boy.
I had some warm up. You say that and it's like, but now you've been putting these people on this like media platform. Like Cam and Mace have built this like huge platform and it's very angled towards dissing or being like, get the fuck out of here. It's very New York. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
And I just, I felt like.
So now you're saying that's a lot of New York energy right there.
For sure. Now that you're on this platform, you decide that this is how you're going to air it out, where Jay Prince, all due respect on this case, is more of the type that you got to talk it out behind the scenes. You know what I mean? Like,
you pussy, Craig. Yo, y'all watch Craig. Craig ain't trying to get Jay Prince. Yo, I'm pussy too. Because, we are not Cameron on Mace.
No.
Mr. Prince, we're just reporting on the times.
I'm just saying.
I'm just sorry if it looks like if it's not in your court. But you, Jay Prince, you cool.
You good. You're good in our books. Don't worry about
it. You had that kid holding the two Maybach, it's two umbrellas.
Yeah.
Sitting in the video like, oh, and we got your stuff back. And he's like, yeah, dog, come get. It's.
No. That's fair. In the way that you're saying it.
I never get that old.
Where what? You have to be viewed like that?
One, the haircut I had from the 70s is still the haircut I have now. And the fact that I think I'm so cool, I've lost the reading the room on a finite level.
Okay.
The video I saw of him with the kid when they're talking, I'm looking at the video like, bro, you understand how... What's the word the kids use? How cringy this is?
A little bit.
If you can read the room, you would know to see have a grown man sit there and hold two umbrellas in his hand while you talk during the speech.
Yeah.
It's just so like, but I get it. You can hire young dudes to be under you because they want to be under you and they'll do anything because I guess your stamp is the stamp.
Again, this is where you're from, right? And again, it's like you've grown up idolizing somebody, right? Grown up this whole time. And again, this is almost that patriotism that we talked about, but on a hip hop level. So we'll tone it down just a little bit. We'll dial it to like a 7. Okay. You know what I mean?
Okay.
This is like a 7 out of 10. You're crashing out, right? You're just willing. You're like, bro, I ain't never had shit. This dude right here, this guy's holding the block down, or he's holding me and the family down. Okay, I'm crashing out over him.
That's fair.
Cam and Mace got a crowd ready to crash out for them same way, right?
Yeah.
But it's like you'll never knock down what Jay Prince has built. You'll never knock that part down, right?
That's true.
So now if you're Cam and Mace, where does this go from here, right? Y'all said some foul shit, but you also put it on that platform that's kind of known for those type of antics.
Mm-hmm.
Best case scenario, you cut ties with Jay Prince. Y'all are no longer cool. Maybe you weren't before.
But that's what a lot of guys would say, like, well, if my realm doesn't get affected.
Hey, you're not in my world.
Whenever you move,
you're not in my world.
So
right?
Whether we are fans or not, friends or not, business, I'm not. I never need to be on your side of the fence
for sure.
Which is a luxury, I'm sure. Right.
And these guys have taken it to levels like most people wouldn't have in hip hop. Even meaning Cam's been shot up. You know what I mean? Jay Prince has probably been through God knows what. Mace been through God knows what. God does know what Mace has been up to for sure. But I just think that it was very like low hanging fruit for Cam and Mace to go at Jay Prince like that. I think that any discussion they should have had should have been behind a closed door if they really felt a type of way. Because there's this...
Nah, he fired at them first, Craig.
True, but there's this new podcasting lane that's new to rap beef. Like, podcast beef has never... Now you've got Gilly, now you've got Budden, now you've got Cam, and it's just... It's never...
This is a new element.
It is. You could air somebody out. You
take that into consideration when you're moving as an artist in the rap game.
Yeah, because like...
Because Cardi B's mad at Joe.
She's kicking his back. Like, let's look at like Jay Prince and when he was beefing with, I guess, Offset or Migos for that matter, is that they were kind of going on radio stations, and that's always been a thing, is you could go on radio stations and it's an unbiased third party where it's like, Zane, you're the radio host for Power 105.
K-I-O-Z.
Yeah, and I'm just like, yo, you know what? Yo, between me, you, and offense, yo, I don't really like that shit that so and so said. And everyone's like, cool, he's a journalist or he's trying to get that out of you, right?
Yeah.
Whereas now you're two high profile rappers with platforms and you're basically like, yo, we didn't have to talk about this, but we took the time out of our day. You could have roasted summer league for NBA. You could have talked about Bronny. You could have talked about all this different shit, and you guys
he's
decided.
He's not all-star, guys. Cut it out.
I know. And you guys decided, though.
Stop it.
It's going to be a very beautiful
You guys are though. Fucking up Bronny. You guys are going to fuck this kid up big time because it's looking like he's going to be a flop.
He might be.
And you guys are...
But you're pick 50th. What's flop at round 50 draft?
Nepotism.
We talked about this. Overall, I'm going to still side with Cam and Mace because I do agree with them on that. You are not the boogeyman in all ends and all four corners and all everything. So I'll side with Cam and Mace on that. Did lose cool points with Jay Prince when it came to the takeoff murder. That's where I'll stand on that. So I just think that when you have a platform, if you're already high profile, you don't need to be clickbaity. You don't need to really reach for those kinds of things.
Yeah.
If you really feel a type of way, you're also in a circle where you could deal with it differently. That's where I put it. So on Bronny's point, the U.S. Olympics team is looking pretty deadly right now.
Nobody care about the damn Olympics.
South Sudan. So Joel Embiid talked some shit and woke up the old LeBron. And I literally mean not the old vintage LeBron, like the old LeBron. Grandpa Brown came out. This man hit the game winning bucket or put the team up 101 to 100. Yo, South Sudan gave U.S. a run for their money. I'm proud of y'all.
That's a problem.
Good for y'all.
I think that these countries, they don't have
problems. I love to see that, man.
That happens a lot more often now than people think.
It does.
Sports where U.S. do get their back.
100%.
Because mans are playing just hard.
There's a star.
People with more raw skills with less resources in a lot of these countries.
That's it. This is my moment of fame. This is my fucking 10 seconds of fame right here.
Before we go, quick shout out to Espada Spain for winning.
They beat Germany, so I'm a little butthurt. But it's okay.
Of course, Craig Roos.
Next year. Next 4 years.
Yeah.
Next year's World Cup.
You know what, Argentina, you guys can relax. You don't have to win everything.
They're still riding the high of the last, though. They're still riding the high of the last.
He's injured, see? Canada's squad was okay. They're saying we're too young. They're saying we just need to get more people. A much better development for our team.
Correct.
I always feel like in regards to Canadian soccer, it always just seems like they're only about TFC and not really about developing a unit, like just worldwide on a global scale.
You almost said it how I was planning to say it. Do you feel like soccer belongs in North America?
Yes.
Okay. That's a fair statement to me. I personally don't.
I would always, that's what I said about the Jamaican bobsled team, Craig.
Yo, Sanka, you're dead, man.
Sanka, you're dead. I would think that
John.
I'm never against any country anywhere playing a sport that's not for them or from or demographic to them. Because I think that would just bring more experience and more culture to where we're at.
Okay.
And,
all right, I like that.
Because it's what sport in general is about. It's about, hey, you can play too.
Oh God. If you're really good, prove it.
Yeah, right. So I'm okay with that.
Okay.
So
I've been pretty anti-soccer.
When you be,
No, for real.
Soccer
in North America.
Why?
I just feel like we leave it to South America, Europe.
Oh, you're
Africa.
Saying even the States as well should fuck off.
For sure.
That's like, so you're saying like we shouldn't be in like contenders for cricket.
Remember? No. Yeah. Same thing. Okay. Same thing. Remember when we covered the Olympics and talked about the Russian blood doping and all that stuff and the Chinese and all that? We did talk about that, right?
As it should be.
I feel like you should not. I feel like there should be A, natural talent, and B, how do I say this properly? I can't really. There should be like true citizens, meaning that the pool, the gene pool is polluted.
It's a rabbit hole.
The gene pool is polluted,
because
though.
Because half these guys, what they do is they just give them citizenship.
Correct.
And so.
I don't agree
with
that.
They had a problem with that with some of the soccer teams.
Yeah.
Like, too much black man on the team. They're like, yeah, whatever.
Like, yo, I feel like that's a big part of it, bro.
Team.
I feel like
I'm blonde.
I feel like you need to kind of draw a line there for eligibility, but.
If you can buy your talent. Okay, I get what you're saying. It's like, you know what? You need to
If you can breed your talent.
Yeah.
Like, yo, if you stay here and you breed in the next 20 years, we have an elite soccer team.
Craig's definitely a Republican, you guys, as you heard it here first.
Oh, man. Look, ultimately, take from this episode what you will, but, you know, the passion that we have for all of the topics.
What are our, yes, that let's give some good takeaways here.
Let's give some positives.
Can't be responsible for anybody getting shot.
No. Any actions are not endorsed by the Hidden Six. Mm-hmm. We do not commend violence on here. We've always been about peace, prosperity, equalism, equality.
Equalism.
Sorry, okay. Equalism. That's is what I said ism. I tried to throw
equilibrium
that.
Equilibrium too.
Equilibrium that too. And all that.
Shout out to
Christian. We do not condone any set of violence, any type of radical extremism, none of those. We are simply here to give you half of the facts and let you fill in the blanks and draw your own conclusions from there. The positive takeaways is that Toronto has survived yet another natural disaster, which is the flood.
Yeah.
All right, that's great. Everybody hold your head up. Do not buy any used cars for at least 6 months to a year, because you know they're going to push that shit onto private lots and sell you some fucking lemon ass shit.
Get some flood insurance.
Yeah, get some flood insurance and get the proper shit, because this
check was, yours.
I'm good.
You good?
I'm good. I'm
you know
good.
What I mean?
The, good.
The, yo, insurance.
There's the act of God flood insurance.
Like, yo, you're covered, but it came through a window.
It's it.
It's covered. You were covered from flood up.
Oh, you didn't have the ground up coverage.
It wasn't.
Oh man,
I was hating on the people that lives in basements. Cause I'm like,
y'all having it rough right now. A lot of people been going through that, man. There is a lot of heavy equipment out there getting all this flood shit cleaned up. On top of that, we got beautiful rest of the summer ahead of us, y'all. We got
lots of festivals,
Caravana, which is coming. Probably going to be piggybacking off of the recent major events down there, and it's going to be a huge thing to see everybody come together after the hurricanes and after the storms that have hit all the islands.
Yeah.
When it comes to the presidential election, nobody got killed. Nobody got killed. So we got to take that as a positive.
Fighter that protected his wife and his daughter.
Sorry, I meant nobody.
To stop, right? Don't even do. I'm helping you. I'm helping you.
Thank you. You take it away.
My hand. Come off the ledge. Just get back in the condo. Yeah. Close the door. That's right. We're just happy that no one else got hurt.
Thank you.
And we just say, you know what, guys? You're going through something. Talk to somebody. Write your thoughts down so at least the FBI doesn't have to go through 1,000 man hours to crack your phone.
Yeah, and don't write it on Discord chats. They don't take that shit too lightly. Go get yourself swatted right now.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not the way to go about it. Now, hip-hop aficionados, side with it how you will. Ultimately, know that we are all in a peaceful place in the six, so y'all can come here, make y'all music. Weekend's House has been months since it's been shot up. We ain't trying to have none of that resurface. Now, there are rumors that there's another Drake sneak disc coming out.
I don't care.
Towards Kendrick.
I'm done. Tell Drake go mop his mansion out.
Even the celebs are saying they're done with it, eh?
I'm done. We're done. We're done. Okay. We don't want to do this anymore. I'm even getting annoyed with the Americans for like, yo, this was a cultural.
It's mad catchy though.
Stop.
I was going to say, it's okay. If y'all listened to the last episode, you know that it wasn't mad catchy. It still is.
In my head, I've tried not to say it.
It's difficult.
Yeah, I've tried not to say it.
Once you fucking demonetize that fucking shit, man, like, yo, we could run that shit right now.
Kendrick for president.
Oh my, no. Please no, dog. Please no, dog. Don't even take it there.
It's not America great again. It's they're not like us. See, there, you happy? I said it. Ladies and gentlemen, episode 70. Of the Hidden Six podcast. Once again, I want to thank all of our listeners for your dedication.
Yes, please. And commitment. Thank you.
I don't care what that person in your life that says that you're not good at commitment say, that's not true. I still listen to Craig and Zane.
That's it. If you put all this together, man, you got 70 episodes deep, dog, under your belt.
You'll be all right.
And that's it, man. Shout out to everybody out there. You can find us on all streaming platforms, Spotify, YouTube, the whole bit. And we can't wait to bring y'all the more latest and the greatest on the next episode of Hidden Six.
Yo, I know a lot. I'm hoping for a boring next boring 2 weeks.
I'm hoping that we're talking about.
I want aliens. Can we go back to real tinfoil shit instead of like real life shit?
Real tinfoil shit.
You guys help us out there. Help the world calm down so we can go back to just like really conspiracy of conspiracies. They're getting way too close to reality right now. But we here, we do this because we love you guys. Appreciate y'all. Peace.
Peace.